A bicycle ride in Milwaukee this Saturday called Riding Over Stigma will attempt to destigmatize mental illness, especially in the Black community. One of the sponsors of the ride is the local chapter of Red Bike and Green, riders who bring more diversity to biking. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has this report.
Red Bike and Green was founded in 2007 in Oakland, California, as a collective of Black urban cyclists. It's not just about riding. Organizers developed a 3-point plan focused on the health, money saving, and environmental benefits of biking. The collective has a few chapters around the U.S., including one in Milwaukee, that artist Amar Ensaroma started 6 years ago. Ensaroma says one hope is to use exercise to battle health disparities faced by Black people, such as higher rates of diabetes, obesity, and heart disease. He says greater mental health is also a goal.
You know, because riding together and creating a sacred space where we can be ourselves and socialize is good for mental health.
Stephen Hunter, a wellness artist, says riding frequently with Red Bike and Green has helped him be more comfortable on the local trails. Most of the riders on the Oak Leaf and other trails are white.
Earlier on, being on trails sometimes, being looked at funny by white people, like with this feeling of, oh, what are you doing here? You know, and so, you know, that's not encouraging, right? But it's time to for everybody to learn to share the space together.
Benny Higgins is another regular rider. The former Milwaukee police officer now works on fatherhood and ending violence programs for the nonprofit Alma Center. Higgins says Red Bike and Green is partly about healing.
We've all experienced a lot of pain in our lives, right? And when it's severe and its impact is greatly, we call that trauma. And sometimes we just carry that in as toxins in our body, and we do not do anything to alleviate it.
Higgins says riding a bike is powerful. There are Black women who ride with Red Bike and Green. Anna Rose Monaco says she didn't always like biking.
My dad would take us out for bike rides when we were young, and I hated it, and he would force us to ride, but now I ride for fun.
Monaco lives in the Bronzeville neighborhood on Milwaukee's Near North Side, where Red Bike and Green rode for 7 miles last Saturday as part of the city's annual Bronzeville Week. While some of the collective's rides are for Black solidarity, other rides are open to anyone and sometimes include teaching moments. With about 40 riders listening, a mix of Black and white cyclists, Amar Ensaroma stood on the 12th Street Bridge over Fond du Lac Avenue and mentioned the murals he painted a decade ago for the nearby I-43 underpass.
Pieces I created deal with the Underground Railroad and how it was used in this community here.
Ensaroma says Red Bike and Green usually does about 40 rides between May and October, fewer this year due to COVID-19. Serious themes are occasionally mentioned, like this coming Saturday's Riding Over Stigma event. Trony Small says the ride is in memory of his late brother, Justin, who was schizophrenic.
He lived many years with this condition, but we called it everything but what it was. And a lot of times in our community, in our families, we either don't talk about it or we talk about it in a very negative way.
On Saturday, Small's effort to destigmatize mental illness among Black people pairs him with a Black bicycling collective that sees riding as a way to better mental and physical health. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.